My brothers and sisters in the Lord, I was watching a news clip a few weeks ago that came out of Knoxville, Tennessee. And it was about a woman who was going outside to paint her back porch. And before doing any of the painting, she wanted to ensure that none of the paint got on the wooden floor. So she decided to take some double stick tape and use that tape and place it all around the perimeter of the porch so that she could go ahead and secure a drop cloth on the ground. And so she placed the tape all around the perimeter, and once completed, she went inside for a little while to do a few additional things. And about a half an hour to 45 minutes later, she came out with the drop cloth to secure it to the wooden beam. There was only one problem. To her surprise, the tape had disappeared. It was nowhere to be found. And she stood there a little perplexed until she heard a commotion going on in the backyard. And as she looked in the backyard, she saw this huge snake. And the snake, my friends, was entangled in the double stick tape. Apparently, the snake had decided to make its way around the porch. And once the tape got stuck to its body, it began to fight and struggle until it pulled all the tape off. And all that was left was the snake in the backyard that really wasn't a threat to anyone because it was in this big ball of double stick tape. A snake trapped in cellophane. My brothers and sisters, I give you that image because oftentimes that image can be used to apply to each and every one of us. Because oftentimes in life, my brothers and sisters, we are trapped. Oftentimes in life, we too are held in bondage or in chains. We're like that snake. And the more we fight, the more we try to use our own wisdom, the more we rely on ourselves, the worse the situation becomes. And the more entangled we become. And it's also an image, my friends, that we can use in relation to the gospel today. Because that is Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, my brothers and sisters, had something heavy on his heart. Zacchaeus had a need to see Jesus. And I'm certain, my friends, we don't know exactly what the problem was. We don't know exactly what the situation was. But we know he had a need. And when Jesus was passing through Jericho, he wanted to see him. And because of his short stature, as it says in Scripture, he climbs up that sycamore tree. Now imagine this, my brothers and sisters. Put this in today's context. Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector, a very important person in Roman society. And here it was, a very important person, a political person, who climbs a tree in order to see a religious figure. Can you imagine one of our politicians climbing a tree in order to see a religious individual? But that is Zacchaeus because he had a need and he wanted to see Jesus. And as the story unfolds, Jesus notices him, calls him by name, Zacchaeus, come down from that tree. I need to stay at your house. And that, my friends, is the beginning of the conversion, as we hear in the gospel. And so from this wonderful story of the encounter between Jesus and Zacchaeus, 2 points I would like to expound on this morning. And the first is this. My friends, Jesus wanted to see Zacchaeus more than Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. Notice in the gospel, Zacchaeus had a need. He was trapped in the cellophane tape. He was in that bondage of struggle. But he doesn't throw himself at the knees of Jesus. He doesn't throw himself in front of Jesus. He has a distance. He climbs up the tree in order to see Jesus. But he wants to maintain that distance. Doesn't want to get too close. As we know, other individuals in the gospel, they throw themselves at the feet of Jesus. Have mercy on me. But Zacchaeus keeps a distance. And it's Jesus, my brothers and sisters, who calls Zacchaeus by name, who notices him. It tells us about the Lord's mission. As the gospel ends today, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost. Zacchaeus was lost. He was in need. He was struggling. Maybe the cross was very heavy. But Jesus' mission was to seek him out. And he does. He calls him by name and says, "Today I must stay at your house." It tells us about Jesus' ministry. It also tells us, my brothers and sisters, that Jesus saw potential in Zacchaeus. He saw potential. There was potential for conversion. There was potential for change. There was potential for reform of his life. And that's so very important, my friends. Because in each and every one of us, God sees that potential because we're created in the image and likeness of God. One of my favorite musicals is My Fair Lady. And those of you who have seen the musical, you know the storyline. Eliza Doolittle, the English flower girl who is going to be transformed into the proper English woman. And Professor Higgins takes on this task. And as the story goes on, as you know, she falls in love with the professor. But the professor doesn't want anything to do with her in the beginning. Why? Because he doesn't see any potential in her. You know how it goes? All he says to Eliza, A-E-I-O-U. No potential. She's only a flower girl. But you see, my friends, God sees potential in each and every one of us. And he calls that forward. That's the first important thing to remember. Jesus wanted to see Zacchaeus more than Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. It was part of his mission, and he saw potential in him. And the second point is this. Even though Jesus saw potential in Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus also saw something in Jesus. Something that attracted him. And what was that, my friends? Two very important things. Zacchaeus saw hope, and he saw holiness. He saw hope that there was a way to be freed. He saw hope that there was a way to amend his life. And we see him make that confession. "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." He saw hope in Jesus. My friends, do we see hope? When we come to this altar, do we come as a people of hope? Or do we stay in our chains? It's like the fable of the Persian king who had injured his ankle. And he called all the court physicians and all his advisors to try to find a cure. And none of them knew of a cure. Except one of the court officials said to the king, "There's a slave girl. And the slave girl, she knows the answer." So the king called for the slave. And the slave girl gave the king the remedy. And within a very short period of time, his ankle was healed. And so how did the king reward the slave girl? He didn't set her free. He didn't release her from slavery. He said, "I'm going to give you a gift. Instead of iron chains, I'm going to give you a set of gold chains." My brothers and sisters, many times that's us. We just trade one set of chains for another. It may look better on the outside. They may be more shiny and glittery. But we've never found our true hope because we've looked in all the wrong places. Zacchaeus sees hope, and Zacchaeus sees holiness. And because he sees holiness, it is the kernel, my friends, of the work of transformation and renewal. Because when we come into contact with the Lord Jesus, when we come closer and closer to the heart of Jesus, our sinfulness becomes more apparent. And we too desire to be more pure, to be more holy. We understand the call to be saints. It's like the gentleman who was in a train, traveling across the countryside. And the area was lush green. And in this lush green area, as he looked out the window, he saw this beautiful white cottage. Pure white, glimmering white. It was beautiful. A few months later, he was on the same train going in the opposite direction. It was now winter. And instead of lush green, everything was covered with snow. And when he looked at that white cottage, in comparison to the pristine snow, it didn't look as white anymore. It had a grayish tint to it. It didn't look as beautiful as it did in the beginning. You see, my friends, that's us. Because when we come into contact with Jesus, our heart to his, we see our own sinfulness, our need for repentance, our need for change. And we hear the call in our lives. My friends, are we like that snake that is all caught up in the double stick tape, the cellophane, the chains, whatever image you want to use, of the things of life, of the heaviness of the burden? Or do we hear the words of Jesus to us as he calls us by name this morning and says to us, come down from that tree, come out of hiding, come out of the gutter. Because today is the day of salvation.